Presents High School Basketball.
Friday Night Hoops on Kick 106.7. Welcome to Huxley for tonight's CB Sports Network coverage of the Carroll Tigers as their girls and boys face the Ballard Bombers. And up first, the Carroll High girls look to snap an eight-game skid against a team they beat by four in double overtime 1 month ago. This is the Mackey Motors pregame show. Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. From the Gatorade broadcast booth, I am Nick Brinks. Gatorade distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Carroll enters tonight 5-12. They were 5-4 at one point. They have dropped eight straight. Ballard 6-13 overall. The Tigers are 3-10 in the conference. Ballard 5-8 in the Raccoon River. And we've got a busy night for you around the CB Sports Network coverage area. Over on KKRL, we've got Glidden-Ralston hosting KAM with KC Miners. And on KCIM, the Kemper girls and boys are at home tonight facing Shenandoah with Tom Hawkapp on the broadcast. Carroll dropped kind of a heartbreaker to Bondurant Farrar on Tuesday. I was down in Bondurant for that one. They led most of the game, got really cold offensively in the fourth quarter, and they slipped and lost by five, 37-32. Jersey Spohr, the lone Tiger in double figures. She led the way with 11 points, knocking down three threes. For Ballard, they bounced back after several straight losses, and they won at Gilbert 55-43. Their leading scorer was Macy Harder with 16 points, and Grace Grunmeyer and Kaylor Johnson both chipped in 10 points apiece. Back on January 6th, Carroll won in double overtime. It was 62-58, but they have lost eight straight since that win, and they've won three straight against Ballard. Can they make it four tonight, or will Ballard make Carroll's losing streak grow to nine? We will find out over the next 90 minutes or so. Final Raccoon River Conference meeting between Carroll and Ballard, and when we return, we'll take a look at Carroll's postseason bracket that was released yesterday, and we will check out our starting lineups for tonight. You're listening to Kick 106.7's live coverage of Carroll Tiger girls basketball. First, boys are up next. That'll be a top five showdown between number five Carroll, number two Ballard, and 3A, with a lot of Raccoon River Conference implications on the line. That's game two of our coverage tonight. It's the Mackey Motors pregame show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with a level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dries Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Your kitchen is the heart of your home, and Birch cabinets are designed to make it unforgettable. At Midwest Wholesale, we offer a stunning range of finishes, wood selections, and accessories to craft a space that's uniquely yours. With decades of experience in thousands of kitchens, bathrooms, and mudrooms designed, we're the experts you can trust to bring your vision to life. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver. Call or visit Midwest Wholesale today.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate on our roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality ENERGY STAR products.
What if we we'd like to replace our siding.
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Our Mackey Motors pregame show continues on Kick 106.7, also online at sports.carrollbroadcasting.com. You can stream all of our games on the radio on our website. Scores, recaps, stats, schedules, interviews, and more can all be found at sports.carrollbroadcasting.com. I am in Huxley tonight, and I went back and I looked because I do all of my game prep on the computer, and I save them in Excel spreadsheets, and I can go back and find any game, any year. This is my ninth basketball game covered here in Huxley, and we'll see if it's the last one. With Carroll leaving the conference, they continue their Raccoon River Conference farewell tour, and they are hoping to snap this skid. They lost to Bondurant for our Tuesday. They beat them earlier in January. Carroll beat Ballard, rather, in early January, and Ballard looks to send Carroll packing with another loss as they head out of conference and over to the Raccoon, or to the Hawkeye 10. But Carroll's hoping that tonight can be a night where they snap that eight-game losing streak. We'll see if they've got it in them. They are not at full strength. They are without Chloe Cook tonight, out with sickness. But they do have Bella Lou back, who missed with injury on Tuesday. We'll take a look at the starting lineups here in just a moment. Let's look ahead to Valentine's Day. What kind of date did the Carroll Tigers have in mind for themselves that night? Well, they're hosting Humboldt in the 3A Region 7 quarterfinals, and we will have that one covered for you on the CB Sports Network on 93.7 KKRL 1 week from tomorrow night. Carroll's got to get through today. Dennis and Schleswig tomorrow. They'll play Gilbert Monday, and they are at North Polk on Tuesday for their regular season finale. 4A and 5A brackets have not come out yet. But for 3A and Carroll, they're down in 3A this year. There you go. That's what they've got. If they win on Valentine's Day, they would play on the 18th, 7 o'clock, and face the winner of Forest City or Eagle Grove. They will play on the 14th. Forest City, the one seed in the bracket, so you would have to assume if you beat Humboldt next Saturday, you'd head on up to Forest City. And we would have that covered for you as well with the CB Sports Network. I'm Nick Brinks. It's good to have you along tonight in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Let's take a look at your starters for this evening. Carroll starters looking a little different tonight with Chloe Cook out, but they will start jerseys four as usual. Bella Lou is back tonight, the junior. She'll start. Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard, a senior. She started in place of Lou on Tuesday. She starts again tonight in place of Chloe Cook. Analia Ayala, a junior. She'll start. And the leading scorer and rebounder for the Tigers, Allie Cook, she will get the start as always for the Tigers. And on the other side for the Ballard Bombers, their usual five will all hit the floor first tonight. Rhea Miller, a junior, Grace Grundmeier, a junior, sophomore Olivia Waka, Macy Harder, a sophomore, and Taylor Johnson, a sophomore. Johnson leads the team in scoring, rebounding, and blocks. 8 points, 7.5 rebounds, 2 blocks a game. And for Carroll, I mentioned Cook. Allie leads the team in scoring and rebounds. They will miss Chloe tonight. She was number two in scoring, number two in rebounding, leading in assists, and leading in blocks. So she will be a big miss for Carroll tonight. We'll see if they can play up to their expected level without her tonight. Head coaches this evening, Katie Cook for the Tigers and Patrick Winja for the Ballard Bombers. We'll pause for the national anthem. You've been listening to the Mackey Motors pregame show on Kick 106.7. Back to Huxley after this.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suffy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injuries. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026, or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
This is Wes Nordquist from Avila Bank. At Avila Bank, we know that success in agriculture doesn't happen overnight. It's planted, nurtured, and harvested with planning, care, and patience. Whether you're expanding your operation, upgrading your equipment, or planning for the next generation, we're here to support you with the right tools, the right financing, and a partner who understands rural life. Because your farm is more than a business. It's a way of life. Come visit us today and let's talk about how we can help your farm grow stronger, smarter, and more secure. Avila Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 1081066.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
In Huxley, home of Ballard High School and the Bombers, and tonight they welcome the 5-12 Carroll Tigers for girls basketball first, boys basketball later. We've got a pair of 34 standing at midcourt, Allie Cook and Kaylor Johnson, each team leading scorer and leading rebounder in the circle, ready to get things underway. Allie Cook 5'10", Kaylor Johnson listed at 5'11". Referees are all set, everybody's prepped, prepared, practiced, and ready to go, and we are tipped into the air, and the Tigers almost tip it straight out of bounds, but Analia Ayala will chase it back into the backcourt, and now they'll go to work with Bella Liu at the top, handoff to Jersey Sport. Pops it to the right side to Ayala. Now she steps to the corner, pump fakes, finds Liu again to the top. Schmidt Hubbard getting her second straight start, first two of the year. Out to the right wing, Bella Liu, high-flying three off the back of the rim, and Allie Cook gets rolled up on her ankle, and she is down as she fought for that rebound, and she is holding onto her right ankle here, 30 seconds in, injury timeout for the Carroll Tigers as she got tied up with a pair of Bombers fighting for the opening rebound after that Liu missed three. And we'll take an injury timeout here. We're back in a moment. You're listening to Kick 106.7 live in Huxley.
For 75 years, Gretiman & Associates have been part of the Carroll story. We've helped families find their forever homes, guided business owners towards their dreams, and protected what matters most with insurance you can count on. Real estate and insurance has changed over the past 75 years. With insurance specifically over the past 5 years, we've added new companies for both personal and commercial insurance. If your insurance premiums or coverage are not what you want it to be, stop by or give us a call and we can see if we can help. Thank you for letting Gretiman & Associates be part of your lives for the past 75 years. We are looking forward to the next 75.
Allie Cook will limp to the locker room with help. Tough to see here in the early going. Hopefully she has a chance to come back. But for now, Willow Fell, the freshman, will come in. So now both of Carroll's leading scorers this season are not on the floor. One's home with sickness and the other just got an ankle rolled up on. At the other end, Ballard will turn it over. They lose it out of bounds, and Carroll will take it back. No score, first quarter, 44 seconds in. Not the start Carroll was hoping for. They'll push quickly against Ballard's full court pressure, and they'll turn it over. It's stripped away, and Ballard will try to drive with a layup missed by Grace Grundmeier, but she's got free throws coming her way after a foul inside. So she will shoot a couple as that foul belongs to Bella Liu. Again, Liu missed the Bondurant-Farrar game on Tuesday with an ankle injury. She's got her ankle taped up. She's playing tonight as Grace Grundmeier hits the first free throw and puts Ballard on top 1-0 here in the early going. She will miss on the second one, and then as they tussle for the rebound, I think Bella Liu's shoulder hit it last. And so Ballard will keep it after going 1-for-2 on the free throws. Ballard underneath their own basket at the far end of the floor with Rhea Miller. She bounces it inside and a quick toss off the glass from Kaylor Johnson. A 3-0 lead for the Ballard Bombers. Carroll will have to work against this D1 defensive full court pressure. Ballard's giving up about 46 and a half points a game, and they're going to force a turnover here as Carroll was not able to get across the timeline within 10 seconds. Ballard's down a little bit now from where they were. They're a team that has contended for state championships before. And I remember there were some years I would come down here and they would average giving up maybe 30, 32 points a game. Ballard is a program that historically leads with the defense. They have a 3-0 lead, and they'll toss a three off the right wing. Offensive glass. The putback is up short. No good. Another offensive board. And now Taylor Johnson cleans it up, and she's got a couple close-range buckets. Farrell will inbound. It's Jersey Spore in the backcourt. She's double-teamed. And now they'll look to get it across the timeline within 10 seconds. They're going to get close, but they do get across with Ayala to the right wing. She'll look for Bella Lou at the top. It is a 5-0 lead for the Ballard Bombers. Jersey Spore steps to the free throw line. Kicks out to Feld. Left toss to the wing. Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard. Now back to the top. Jersey Spore looks and finds 10 on the shot clock. Bella Lou, right wing. Steps to her left. Drives toward the free throw line. Gets her shot blocked by Taylor Johnson, averaging a couple a game. And now she wants to go all the way. She'll stop underneath. Get hit from behind. And free throws coming for Taylor Johnson, who already has a couple buckets on the day. And that'll be the second foul on Bella Lou, who was tracing her every step down the floor after the block shot. And then as Kaylor Johnson kind of came to a jump stop, Bella ran into the back. 5:50 remaining first quarter, and the Carroll Tigers trail 5-0 as they will send Kaylor Johnson to the free throw line for Ballard, and it's off to the left side, no good. When they played in Carroll back in early January, Carroll won that night in double overtime, 62-58. Kaylor Johnson had 20 points and 10 rebounds for Ballard that night, and she's off to a good start this evening, although she will come up 0-for-2 on the free throws. Ballard 1-for-4 from the stripe here in the early going as they have a 5-0 lead. To the front court, Carroll works to Jersey Spore in the right wing, coming off an 11.3 triple performance on Tuesday. Bella Lou left wing, toss to Ayala down in the corner. Sadie Kelly's on the floor. She steps up, puts a jumper off the glass, in and out, no good. Ballard will tip the rebound out of bounds, and Carroll will get possession right back. And now Coach Cook and the Tigers want to use an early timeout here with Chloe Cook out and Allie Cook in the locker room. 5-0 lead for Ballard. Carroll timeout, back in a moment. You're listening to Kick 106.7.
Hi, this is Shelly Deal, physician assistant, and I'm excited to be back in Carroll and join the team of physicians at McFarland Clinic Carroll. I look forward to providing you and your family with extraordinary care. I am providing same-day and next-day appointments for patients of all ages for acute care, chronic care, women's health, physicals, and routine follow-ups. For more information, call the McFarland Clinic Family Medicine Office in Carroll at 712-792-1500 or visit McFarlandClinic.com.
Carroll will have the basketball. 5:27 to go in the opening quarter. 5-0 deficit for the Tigers. Carroll missed the shot, and they were already headed to the other end when Ballard mishandled the rebound out of bounds. So Carroll will get the inbound pass to Sadie Kelly, left corner, working against a 2-3 zone of this Bomber defense. Jersey scores at the top, dribbles to her right, now to her left, tosses right. Schmidt-Hubbard in the corner, looks to the top, finds Kelly, 23 on the shot clock. Schmidt-Hubbard, ball tosses to the top. Now driving, Willow Feld, left wing, Ayala down in the corner, open three. Kelly lets it fly, and this one spins in and out like her last bucket, or basket, that could have been. She goes 0-for-2. Both looked good, but they both spin out. One from two, one from three range. 5-0 lead for Ballard. Corner three on the way. Long and rebounded by Johnson, and she's hit from behind by Jersey Spore. Carroll's third foul. And it'll be a free throw opportunity for Kaylor Johnson. Already 0-for-2 today. She's picked up a couple baskets right at the rim, one on an offensive rebound and one on an inbound pass as Johnson hits her first made free throw of the day, shooting just over 50% this season coming into tonight. She's going to miss the second attempt. She's 1-for-4. Ballard is 2-for-6. A 6-0 Bomber lead. They've yet to capitalize on Carroll's misfortunes for the most part. Aubrey Schmidt, Hubbard right wing, tosses left side to Willow Feld. She'll dribble to the right, finds Jersey, score, and that one is well out in front. There was an intended target, but Macy Harder was running into the picture and forced that throw to go awry. So Ballard will take it. Several turnovers for the Tigers here in the early going as they find themselves on the wrong end of a 6-0 scoreboard. 4.5 minutes to play first quarter. A lob to the left wing for the Ballard Bombers. Miller to the free throw line with Harder. Down in the corner, driving effort from Olivia Waka. She gets it stripped away, picked up, and tossed back in as she was falling out of bounds. Jersey's four from the baseline to the sideline. It goes out of bounds anyway, and it stays with Ballard. Ballard's in white with red numbers. Carroll's in their black road uniforms, white numbers. Final conference meeting between these two programs. Who knows? Maybe they'll play non-conference someday. As Johnson tosses to the right corner. A three on the way from Grace Grundmeier, far side of the rim, chased down by Rhea Miller. And Ballard will reset the shot clock. To the right side, Olivia Waka. Down in the corner, Ballard basketball with Grundmeier. Toss inside, hook shot after some good defense from the Tigers. Ballard will lose it out of bounds as Macy Harder's jumper was no good. And then Ballard got fingertips on it before it went out. Past the halfway point in the first quarter, a 6-0 lead for Ballard. Carroll will have to try to beat this full court pressure again. Inbound pass to Jersey Spore. And they haven't even gotten past the first free throw line. Now they're off and running. Down to their final second or two. Sadie Kelly's not going to get there. And that toss was not going to get it across the half court stripe. She got trapped along the far sideline and had to get rid of it, but her pass into the backcourt came after the 10-second mark. So Ballard takes advantage of another Tiger turnover. Now can they capitalize? They'll have it in their front court with some subs in, including Avalee Miller, a freshman, and a bounce pass to the top with Grace Polowick. She is a freshman as well. Out in the left wing, three miss. Willow Feld fighting for it. It'll be tapped back into play by Ballard as Brooklyn Schoen tosses it in, but Jersey Spore comes away with the loose ball. 3:13 left. You really could not have asked for a worse start for Carroll, but they're only down by six as Ayala tosses a three from the right corner. It's no good. Ballard throws it away, picked up by Feld. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. A bunch of turnovers, no made baskets, and Allie Cook went down with an ankle injury. But still a two-possession game. Ballard hasn't been able to really put the pedal to the metal. Now Ayala tries to drive into the lane and puts one off the rim. No good. Ballard the other way with Avalee Miller to the left wing. Three from Ballard off the window. No good. Tipped toward half court. And Ballard will come away with the rebound at the half court stripe. Now they'll set up the offense with Polowick. Right side, down in the corner for Caitlin Dunn. They've got all new players out there right now. Aaliyah Kinzabaugh, too. Bunch of freshmen, a very young lineup right now for Ballard, and they'll go inside with Kinzabaugh, and the freshman averaging 3.5 points a game off the bench will put Ballard on top 8-0. 2:07 to go, first quarter. Ayala's in the backcourt, handoff to Sadie Kelly. Splits defenders, tosses to Feld, left wing. Carroll, 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Jersey Spore will step up. They left her open for a moment. Defender falls down, tosses to Kelly. Pass left side to Feld. Feld steps inside, double team, kick out to Schmidt Hubbard. Three on the way, and she banks it home. Boy, did Carroll need that. Schmidt Hubbard knocks down Carroll's first basket of the day as they trailed 8-0. So they're on the board, back to a 5-point deficit. Ballard at the other end puts a three off the back of the rim, and it's no good. Missed by Caitlin Dunn. Now Carroll trying to strip it away, but they will pick up their fourth foul as Jersey Spore and Sadie Kelly had a Ballard player grabbed on the wrist, and it'll be Jersey Spore's second foul. She and Bella Lou each with two. And now Carroll will send Riley Slechta, the freshman, into the ballgame. She'll check in here, so they are very thin tonight. Out with sickness, Chloe Cook, and currently not playing after getting injured 30 seconds in, Allie Cook. Carroll playing defense, down by five, 1:15 left first quarter, and now a shove, I believe, on Willow Fell. That'll be the fifth foul. And we will see Ballard go to the free throw line as the Tigers are now over the limit. First foul for Feld. And we will see two free throws for the Bombers with 1:14 left in the opening quarter. Live on Kick 106.7, KIKD, Lake City, Carroll. Busy night of broadcasting around the area. I'll give you that schedule here in a moment. Free throw missed by Grace Polowick. 12 for 18 this year. We've got Kemper basketball on KCIM and Glidden Ralston basketball on KKRL. Tom Hawkapp and Casey Miners with those two games. Polowick misses both. She's going to come away with her own rebound. Dumps it off underneath and just enough on it to spin it over the rim. Avily Miller, the freshman, puts it in. So it's a 10-3 lead for Ballard. First quarter, and Carroll gets it from behind as Avily Miller runs into Willow Feld, and that'll be Ballard's first foul.
Don't anticipate.
On the floor right now for Carroll, it's Sadie Kelly with Feld, Ayala, Schmidt-Hubbard, and Slekta. 59 seconds, first quarter remaining. Kelly to the free throw, or the half-court stripe, rather. Now they work it to Ayala. Ayala and Schmidt-Hubbard working around the perimeter. Down to the right wing. Down to 40 seconds to go, and that one was coming right over to me, and it knocks the garbage can over to my left. 42 seconds left. That pass was well over the head of its intended target, and that's out of bounds. Ballard, another substitution here. They'll bring Kaylor Johnson back into the lineup. She's got five of their 10. 41 seconds left. Final possession with a shot clock here in quarter number one. 10-3 Ballard. Inside, bounce pass to the corner. Three on the way from the Bombers. No good by Johnson. Fighting for the rebound. Ballard is just crushing the rebound. They're going to get a defensive rebound this time. The Tigers will, as the second three attempt was no good from Ballard. Willow Feld came away with it. Final 19 seconds. Trailing by seven. A chance to get it down to two possessions after what's really been a disastrous first quarter, but it could be a lot worse. Feld in the right wing. Down to 7 seconds. Ayala left open at the top. A three off the back of the iron. No good. Ballard's got the rebound. They get it to half court. And the heave over the head from Aaliyah Kinzabaugh will come up well short. A tough first quarter for Carroll. They trail 10-3. We're back in a minute. And you're listening to Kick 106.7's coverage of Carroll Tiger basketball.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Thanks so much for joining me tonight on Kick 106.7, live from Ballard High School in Huxley. Ballard 10, Carroll 3, after 1. And now we'll get ready for the second quarter. Thanks so much for joining me in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Mackey Motors brings you our pregame coverage, halftime show, and postgame show as well. And in our postgame coverage, we'll name our Culver's Player of the Game, celebrating 40 years in business and 13 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. 8 minutes on the clock, and the Tigers are hoping the next 8 minutes can go a lot better than the first 8 minutes. They are cookless on the floor, and their offense has struggled. Defense has held up pretty well, though. Ballard hasn't been able to do a whole lot. They're going to open up with a corner three, and that's off the back of the rim. But the rebounding for Ballard has just crushed Carroll, and they're going to get some free throws here. Kaylor Johnson's putback was no good, but she got fouled. So two more free throws coming for the sophomore, who's already got five of their 10. And that'll be a foul on Riley Slekta, a freshman for the Tigers. Here early in quarter number two. And not a shooting foul. I thought it might be a shooting foul. Instead, They'll inbound to Johnson, and now we've got free throws coming. They work it underneath to Johnson, and she gets hit on the wrist on the way up this time. So two fouls here early in the going. And this is also on Slekta. So she was working on Johnson and got the worst of that battle both times. But Johnson so far has struggled at the free throw line. She is just 1 for 5, and she gets one more chance here. And she will knock down her second of the day. She's got 6 points. It's an 11-3 lead. As Jersey Spore inbounds to Sadie Kelly. Kelly splits through two defenders. She's putting the Jets on. Underneath, finding Slekta. Off the glass, no good. A little too strong. Kelly will fight for the rebound. Ballard will turn it over. They got the rebound and travel with it as they fall to the floor. The ball in the hands of Rhea Miller. So the Tigers will inbound here underneath their own basket, trailing by 8, 30 seconds into the second quarter. Jersey Spore will lob it back to Bella Lou. Lou has it at the top of the key, wearing a brace on her left ankle after she was out with injury on Tuesday. Sadie Kelly, nice bounce pass inside. She was looking for Ayala, but out of nowhere, Olivia Waka comes and strips it away. Ballard from the corner, 3, and they splash that one home. Their first triple of the day, Grace Grundmeier, a team-high 20 threes on the year, and it's a 14-3 lead. Carroll down by 11 here. Carroll's only basket so far, a 3 in that first quarter from Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard. Carroll has it deflected out of bounds near the half-court stripe, so they'll inbound again from the half-court stripe. Inbound it to Analia Ayala. Into the front court. Ayala directs traffic. She'll look for Sadie Kelly. Not open. Now Jersey Spore has it right wing. To the top, Willow Feld. Feld will survey the defense. Kelly in the left wing. Pump fakes. Shot clock down to 13. Ayala knocked away for a moment. Picks it back up. Out to the wing. Feld lost the handle on it. Ballard and she. I think they're going to roll around and call a jump ball here. Feld and Miller will tie up for that one. And now a sub in for the Tigers. Schmidt-Hubbard was out for a little bit. And they will bring her back in. Feld will come out. So the Tigers will have it here with Bella Lou on the inbound. She'll set up to inbound from the baseline. She'll look. Nobody open yet. Tosses back to Ayala, but she's covered well. Kaylor Johnson steals it. Pushes to the front court. And now the sophomore stands at the top of the key. She lobs it to the right wing for Olivia Waka. Tosses left. At the top, it's Grace Grundmeier. Hit a 3 a little bit ago. Out to the corner, Macy Harder runs into traffic. To the corner, Miller. Miller, a junior, gets rid of it. They work to Johnson at the left elbow. Spinning, finding nobody. Now Harder is open. Steps to the free throw line. Steps to the right side of the line. And Bella Lou got a hand in there to mess up her dribble. And then Harder is unable to keep it going. She was about to have a wide open layup, but Lou got in her way just enough, and then Harder lost it out of bounds. 6 minutes left in the first half. Bella Lou has it in the front court. Stops in the right wing. Down to the corner and lost on the baseline. Good defense from Rhea Miller to force that one out of her hand and out of bounds. A Tiger turnover as Caitlin Dunn will check in for Ballard. I am in the Gatorade broadcast booth tonight. Gatorade distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. I'm Nick Brinks, down on the scorer's table tonight. Always one of my favorite broadcasts of the year when I'm here in Huxley and down on the scorer's table. You can't get a much better view than where I'm at tonight. So hopefully I'm able to paint the pictures for you on Kick 106.7 tonight as Kaylor Johnson steps into the lane, puts one off the glass and in for 2, but we've got a whistle and a foul from Analia Ayala before that shot. Third team foul, and Ballard will have it underneath their own basket. 5:47 left, second quarter, and it will be Waka to inbound. Down in the corner to Grundmeier. Thought about a 3. Back to Waka again. Early in the possession, Waka retreats. Back to the left elbow. Inside, we've got a foul on Ayala as she gets run into by Grace Grundmeier. Trying to go up strong. And we'll shoot a couple free throws. Back-to-back fouls from Ayala here on the possession. When these two teams played in January, Ayala had 13 points and 5 rebounds. And at the free throw line, Grace Grundmeier misses the first of two. She's 1 for 3 tonight. Free throws have been, they have been tough for Ballard. Grundmeier 1 for 3. Polowick 0 for 2. Johnson 2 for 6. They lead by 11, but they could have a lot more. And this one pops around the rim a few times, drops out, no good. Ayala had the foul. She gets the rebound, too. Tossed to the right wing with Willow Fell. Now she'll look and find Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard. She still has the only basket in the game for Carroll. Schmidt-Hubbard, bounce pass to the corner. Ayala steps inside, and one too many steps as she tries to drive into the lane from the left corner and then kind of lost her footing in between a pair of Ballard defenders. One, maybe two extra steps, and that's a turnover. 5:10 to go, second quarter. Down in the corner, Ballard with the basketball. Kaylor Johnson steps toward the free throw line. They'll work it out to Waka. Right elbow, little jumper, and she'll splash it. Nothing but net over the head of Bella Lou. And now the Carroll Tigers will use their second timeout. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Ballard 16, Carroll 3. We are closing in on the midway point of quarter number two, live from Huxley.
UTVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Carroll.
Back here on kick 106.7. Grace Grundmeier hit that three a little bit ago. Got a text from Craig Rowetter, a proud uncle of Grace Grundmeier. They practically would have family reunions down here when Carroll would play at Ballard the last few years when Olivia and those were playing before graduating. Here's a three, left wing, Bella Lou will miss. Tipped back in by Spore, but she's out of bounds. As Ballard will have it after the shot out of bounds. So Ballard went on an 8-0 run to start the game. Carroll hit a three. Ballard's gone on another 8-0 run since then, and they're going to try to add to it. Left wing, three, knocked down by Caitlin Dunn. Off the bench with her 18th of the year. Second best on the Bombers, and the lead is up to 16. Again, Carroll without Chloe Cook. She's out with sickness tonight, and then Allie went down with injury in the first minute of the game. So they are well short of a full roster available tonight, and they are struggling here. Jersey Spore, right wing, banks one in from the wing, high off the window, and they needed that. That'll snap an 11-0 run. 19-6, Ballard with the lead, and they'll drive. They'll kick to the corner. Dunn had an opening for a moment. Bounce pass inside to Harder, and she gets fouled from behind as she puts one up from the left block. And it'll be an and-one chance. You're listening to Kick 106.7, live from Huxley tonight at Ballard High School. Final conference meeting between the Tigers and the Bombers. Bella Lou will sub out Sadie Kelly into the lineup. So with Chloe Cook and Allie Cook both seemingly out, Chloe's obviously not here, and Allie has not, I have not seen her come out of the locker room, I don't think. So that's not a good sign. Harder hits the and one on the free throw. But you look at the Cooks averaging 10 to 13 points a game. That's 23 of their 41 per game that are just not out there. And some of the girls that are having to step up here tonight. Off the bench, Sadie Kelly, 2 points a game. Willow Feld, under a point per game. Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard, 1.5 per game. And then you've got Analia Ayala and Jersey Spore, a couple usual starters with Bella Lou. 3.5 to go, second quarter, 22-6. Ballard steals it, Jersey Spohr will steal it right back, and then she gets fouled in the backcourt. I believe Grace Grundmeier will grab her on the wrist, and she must have learned that one from her Uncle Craig. A little too aggressive there, Coach. You got to calm her down a little bit. No, I'm just kidding. 3:25 to go, second quarter. 22-6. Tigers down. As they'll try to end this second quarter and this first half on a high note. Inbound pass to Ayala. Sadie Kelly's in the front. Still in the backcourt, though, and now Ayala gets it stripped away. She'll toss it across the timeline, but it's into the hands of Dunn. Breakaway layup, left-hander off the glass. Dunn with five in the quarter. Ballard led 10-3 after one. They have put on a 14-3 run to start the second quarter. Bella Lou rolls one to Spohr in the left wing. 3 minutes left until halftime. Lou bounce pass right side. Off to Willow Felt. To the left side, Jersey Spohr. To the left elbow. She gets it popped free. Bella Lou tries to pick it up, but it's knocked out by Ballard. And Olivia Waka is the last one to touch that. 2:44 remaining in the first half, and it's a bunch of subs here for Ballard. And they will sub four or five in and out here at one time. Sadie Kelly right in front of me. She will inbound from in front of the scorer's table to Jersey Spohr. To Ayala in the right wing. Steps right, jukes left, kick to the top. Sadie Kelly dribbles to the elbow. Dribbles down to the corner. To the top, shot clock expiring. And Willow Feld gets her own rebound after banking it off the window and off the rim. Toss from Kelly inside Ayala. Out to Lou, right wing. Lou spins at the elbow. Picks up her dribble. She's looking for help. Sadie Kelly comes to her rescue. Kelly inside, trying to put one off the glass. A driving effort. It'll be knocked out of bounds with 19 on the shot clock. 2:14 left in the half. Carroll to the baseline with Sadie Kelly. She'll set up to inbound. Again, Carroll working it right to left here in the first half in those black uniforms. Sadie Kelly lobs it to the top for Ayala. Down in the corner for Kelly. Now Jersey Spohr in the right wing. Surveys the defense in those bright pink shoes. Bella Luda Feld left corner. Shot clock at 8. Feld in the left wing. Picked up her dribble. She needs help. She finds Bella Lou left elbow, driving inside, and will be a short layup off the side of the rim. Well contested. Ballard fighting the other way. Down in the corner. Down up to the right wing now. Back to the wing with Kinzabaugh. Underneath, high off the glass, too strong. Up and no good from Ballard. I'm trying to see who that was. I think it was Brooklyn Schoen. Now we've got a ball tipped out. Last touch by Carroll. 1:37 left in the half. 24-6. And actually, we've got a foul. It'll be Bella Lou's third foul. And at the line, it'll be Rhea Miller. Miller, just 2 free throw attempts this season. She hit both of them. And now she's 3-for-3 this year. She's a starter, averaging 1.8 points a game. Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard and Riley Slechta will both sub in here for Jersey Spohr. And I believe Bella Lou is the other one that came out with that third foul. Rhea Miller, one more free throw. And she remains perfect on the season. She's 2-for-2 today. Up by 20. Ballard. They've dropped their last 3 to the Tigers and 4-of-5, but they are well out in front here late in the second quarter. 1.5 minutes left. Feld at the free throw line. Turns and finds Slechta. Dribbles to her left. Stops at the elbow. Finds Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard. To the right elbow. Down in the corner for Kelly. Shot clock at 13. Back to the top for Schmidt-Hubbard. Schmidt-Hubbard has one of Carroll's 2 baskets today. Jersey Spohr has the other. And now with 4 seconds on the shot clock, Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard gets grabbed on the wrist, and she's fouled by Grace Polowick. They'll get a fresh shot clock. No, actually, I thought Ballard was inbounding it, but there's just a defender standing right in front of Ayala. So Ayala will inbound. They got a fresh shot clock. Nice break there as it was down to four. Tipped ball out of bounds. Last touched by Ballard, and Carroll will inbound it again. 61 seconds to go in the half. 26-6 Ballard. Tigers have the ball. They've hit a three in each quarter, and that's all the offense they've been able to muster so far. Sadie Kelly from the baseline lobs it to the top. Riley Slekta tosses in the corner, and Sadie Kelly gets fouled. And just like that, Ballard's starting to rack up the fouls, and Carroll may start shooting free throws here. That was their final one to give, and it's on Rhea Miller. Down by 20. Carroll will have the basketball. Seeing if they can maybe string a couple possessions together here and get this down to maybe 15 or so going into halftime. Kelly will inbound to Willowfeld. Left side, Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard. She'll survey the defense, finds an opening to her left. She'll stop, hand it off to Feld. Feld is in the left corner, dribbles to the wing, looks up top for Schmidt-Hubbard. Would have had a chance at an open three, but that pass was too high. She had to track it down. Pass inside to Ayala, hit from behind, comes away with it. At the top with Feld now. Stops at the right elbow. She wants to back her way down. She gets hit on the way up, and she gets shoved. Feld earns herself a couple free throws, and she'll shoot two here, courtesy of Ballard's Brooklyn Schoen. Schoen, a freshman, and Feld, a freshman, shooting two here. She's 3 for 5 this season. And she'll see if she can give Carroll one or two more here. She'll knock the first one in. Feld is on the board. 26-7. 29 seconds left. First half has been a struggle for the Carroll Tigers. They are well shorthanded now. Second free throw is off the mark. And then somebody moved early. I think Carroll moved early, so it wouldn't have counted anyway. And now, with those 29.6 seconds, Ballard will work up the floor. No shot clock across the Bomber logo at half court. Ballard's into the front court with Miller. Left side toss over to Miller. At the top now with Polowick. Polowick one-on-one with Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard. Bounce pass to the right wing. She finds Miller again. A lot of freshmen on the floor for Ballard right now. 10 seconds left in the half. Clock winding down. Hand off to Kinzaboff. Freshman at the right elbow. Clock down to three. She's just going to have to heave it here. And we've got a three-second call in the lane. 8/10 of a second. Carroll will have a chance at a heave and a prayer if they want. And they won't take it. They will inbound it and head to the locker room. They trail this one 26-7 after two. Both cooks are out tonight, and the Tigers are struggling without them. Down by 19, we go to the Mackey Motors halftime show. Carroll with 3 points in the first quarter, 4 in the second. Ballard puts up 10 and 16 to get to 26. Mackey Motors with your halftime show next. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. And online at MackeyMotors.com. I'm Nick Brinks. We'll be back to Huxley at Ballard High School after this.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com. Big things are happening at Outlaw Graphics in Carroll. Outlaw Graphics is on the move, literally. They're excited to announce they've expanded into a brand new shop, bringing you more space, more capabilities, and even more ways to help your business, team, or your event stand out. From eye-catching vehicle wraps and commercial signage to custom apparel, if you want your logo on it, they can make it happen. Planning a special event? Make it memorable with personalized t-shirts, koozies, or hats designed just for you. Watch their new space come to life. Follow the excitement on Facebook at Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel.
From empty stands to cheering fans, Carroll County Solid Waste would like to remind our area athletes, coaches, and spectators that it takes teamwork to keep our communities clean and safe. Like most sporting events, a trip through the concession stand for our favorite snacks, drinks, and sweets is a must. But being mindful of what we do with our leftover waste also matters. Cans and bottles should always go into recycling containers, and empty food packages should be disposed of in the trash. Whether on the field or on the court, we wish all area teams a safe and successful season. For Carroll County Solid Waste, delivering environmental services together.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
In Huxley on Kick 106.7, KIKD, Lake City, Carroll, and streaming online as always at sports.carrollbroadcasting.com. It has been a tough go of it for the Carroll Tigers here as they trail 26-7 in game one of our doubleheader coverage tonight on Kick 106.7. The girls are up first, and they were without Chloe Cook. She didn't make the trip today. She stayed home sick today. And then Allie Cook went down with an ankle injury on their opening possession on offense. 30 seconds in, they were down two starters. And they've struggled. Ballard's, over the years, had some fantastic defenses. And they look like their defense of old, even though they're not quite up to where they had been, you know, when they were winning championships and contending for titles. But Carroll's, they're just a little shorthanded, and they're not having a whole lot of luck. A lot of turnovers tonight, not finding anything in the lane. In fact, all of Carroll's points are coming either from behind the arc. They hit a couple threes with Jersey Spore and Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard, and then they hit one free throw. Outside of that, it's been tough sledding. So Spore and Schmidt-Hubbard have 3 points. Feld has one. That's your seven for Carroll. And then on the other side, Kaylor Johnson, she leads the Ballard Bombers with 8 points. Rhea Miller's got a couple. Caitlin Dunn with 5 off the bench. 4 for Grace Grundmeier. Aaliyah Kinzabaugh's got a couple. Macy Harder, 3. And Avalie Miller has a pair as well. So Carroll hit those 2 threes. Ballard hit 2 as well. And then at the free throw line, you look at the board, and Carroll's down 19, and it could be a lot worse. As Ballard has hit just 6 of their free throws, they've been there a lot tonight. They have missed 9. I've got them 6 of 15 unofficially. It's the Mackey Motors Halftime Show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Over on 93.7 KKRL tonight, Casey Miners is in Glidden. He's got the Wildcats as they take on Cam in Rolling Valley action tonight. And on KCIM, the Kemper girls and boys are hosting Shenandoah with Tom Hawkap on the broadcast there. As we look ahead to next weekend, Valentine's Day, we've got a date for you and your radio if you don't want to make the trip to Carroll High School. all the way on the north side of town. We'll have the game covered for you as Carroll opens their 3A Region 7 postseason at home against Humboldt. And we'll have that covered for you on 93.7 KKRL. As always, you can find our schedules for all of our broadcasting, where we'll be, when we'll be there, etc., at sports.carrollbroadcasting.com. The Mackey Motors Halftime Show. We'll be back after this as the Carroll Tigers are trailing by 19 right now. Ballard 26, Carroll 7. We're back to Huxley after this on Kick 106.7.
NAPA is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, SUV, and farm equipment. We offer a complete performance machine shop, extensive tool and equipment department, and hydraulic hoses while you wait. So whether it's a replacement part for your daily driver, or you are just in need for a professional machine shop, you can trust your locally owned and operated NAPA store. Make it a point to stop in and see the pros. NAPA Highway 30 West in Carroll. NAPA, we are so much more than a parts store.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
For over 50 years, Pringer Slumberland has been your trusted destination for all things furniture and flooring. Hi, it's Matt Pringer, third generation in our family-owned business. We understand the importance of creating spaces where memories are made and cherished. Our commitment to quality craftsmanship, personalized service, and unbeatable value has made us a staple in the community. Pringer Slumberland is more than just a furniture store. We're part of your community. And when you shop with us, you're not just furnishing your home, you're investing in the livelihood of your neighbors. Pringer Slumberland, Highway 30 West in Carroll.
Looking to boost your brand? Top Loft makes it easy with custom online stores for businesses, sports teams, and organizations. Enhance your brand visibility with a tailor-made store showcasing your logo, colors, and design. Enjoy endless customization options. Choose styles, colors, and add your unique touch to every product. Plus, their streamlined ordering system ensures a smooth experience for you and your customers. Elevate your brand with Top Loft in downtown Carroll or visit toploftclothing.com and start building your online store today.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Odebolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Dirks with St. Anthony Orthopedics here in Carroll. Today I would like to talk about the Mako robot that we have here at St. Anthony's. We are very lucky to have it here. There's approximately only 5 to 10 in the entire state. The Mako robot is groundbreaking technology. It allows us to tackle more complex hip and knee replacements here at St. Anthony's. Here at St. Anthony's, we have a dedicated joint replacement program with nursing staff, physical therapy, and nursing coordinators to help guide you along the way. If you have any questions regarding hip, knee, and shoulder pain, please contact us at St. Anthony Orthopedics.
Always look to the cross, always St. Anthony.
Our Mackey Motors Halftime Show continues. Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. The Carroll Tigers and the Ballard Bombers are about to get the third quarter underway, and we will have it for you next. Here on Kick 106.7, I am Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth. The second half is coming up shortly.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with the level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dries Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
Ballard after two, third quarter. set to begin here on Kick 106.7. Thanks so much for joining me tonight in the Gatorade broadcast booth in Huxley at Ballard High School. Always one of my favorite venues to call games from. They've got bleachers on all four sides of the gym. And I'm sure this place will be absolutely rocking for that top five showdown coming up next between number 2 Ballard and number 5 Carroll on the boys' side of things. Ballard has possession first as I come to you from the scorer's table down among the action. Ballard begins. They'll work quickly inside. And she picks up where she left off in the first half. Kaylor Johnson's into double figures now with a little hook shot at the rim. And it's 28-7. Largest lead of the day for Huxley's Ballard High School. As they are made up of Slater and Kelly as well. Just south and west of Ames. Willow Feld with a corner three for Carroll. Blocked. Stolen right away by Waka. And a quick pass underneath to Macy Harder. And she lays it in for a couple. 30-7. 23-point lead for the Bombers. Jersey Spore up the floor. On the floor for the Tigers with Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard. Annalia Ayala. Willow Feld. Bella Lou. Jersey Spore. Feld has it at the top. Had a three blocked on the last trip. Schmidt-Hubbard hit Carroll's first bucket of the night. They've only hit two since. Another three and a free throw. Bella Lou's in the right corner to the top. Jersey Spore right wing. Shot clock down to 6. Going to have to let it fly, and she will. Corner 3. Rebound almost taken down by Ayala, but it's knocked out of her hand from behind. And it's out on Johnson. Last touched by Ballard. Carroll gets a fresh shot clock. And they'll get the basketball here with 6:32 to go in the first half. Good news for Allie Cook as she came out of the locker room for the Tigers during halftime. Unfortunately, she was limping, and then she came out with crutches shortly after. So she looks to be done for the day after she went out on the first possession. Left wing, Jersey Spore. To the top, Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard. Right wing pass to Bella Lou. Steps toward the free throw line. Picks up her dribble. Bounce pass to the corner. Right side, Ayala. Feld. Left wing, Schmidt-Hubbard. Shot clock down to 5. Pass to Ayala. It's off her fingertips. Stolen. And the breakaway layup finished by Macy Harder. Back-to-back baskets for Ballard's Macy Harder. And they lead 32-7. At the top, Bella Lou. Double teamed in the 2-3 zone at the top. Now Feld in the right wing. Bounce pass to Ayala. Knocked away. Picked up by Harder and fouled by Feld. And she tried to steal it right back. Second foul on the day for Feld as Sadie Kelly and Riley Slechta both sub into the lineup for the Carroll Tigers. 5:38 remaining here in the third quarter. Although the scoreboard forgot about the third quarter. They've got the fourth up on the board. 5:30 left. Here in the third, I'm sure I'll look up there and see a four, and I'll call it the fourth quarter, just out of habit of looking and saying. But it is definitely the third quarter here in Huxley. Ballard basketball, right wing, open three. And Rhea Miller knocks it home. That's her 11th of the year, first of the day. Ballard's got three threes. Carroll with a couple. And it's 35-7. Ballard is running away with it, leading by 28. Willow Feld at the top. Right wing, Ayala drives to the right side of the lane into a triple team. And she loses the handle on it. It's out of bounds. Ballard will take it back. Carroll's offense unable to get anything going here in the first 3 minutes of the half as Jersey Spore is set to come back in. So Carroll has had a season that looked really promising earlier this year. They were 5-4 after beating Bondurant Farrar and Ballard in early January. And they were sitting in the middle of the pack of the Raccoon River Conference, but they have lost 8 straight, and the wheels are just kind of falling off completely here tonight with both Cooks missing in action with sickness and injury. They'll try to get something going here at some point as Ballard heaves a three. Waka, right wing, no good. Ballard will get the ball back as Carroll touches it last on the way out of bounds. had a chance at the rebound but couldn't hang on. 4:32 remaining in the third. They get the scoreboard updated now. We've traveled back in time from the fourth to the third quarter. Inbound pass right underneath at the rim to Grundmeier, and she gets hip-checked. I think it was Schmidt-Hubbard. As she does indeed pick up her first foul. Grundmeier will get to head to the free throw line. Grundmeier is 1-for-4 there today. 4 points in the first half, and she'll shoot a couple. Coming off a 10.3 assist game and a win over Gilbert on Tuesday. First free throw is through, and the second one is upcoming. Against Carroll back in early January, she had 6 points, five rebounds. And she hits both of her free throws. So Ballard struggled from the free throw line in the first half, but they hit their last two in the half, and they've hit their first two here in the third. Leading by 30, they continue to stretch it out. They've scored 11, and Carroll is scoreless in the third quarter, and Jersey Spores, top of the key three, had a chance, but falls by the wayside. Ballard the rebound to the other end. Kaylor Johnson floats one from the right block. Double figures, 12 points for her, 39-7. And the lead continues to grow on a 13-0 third quarter run. Their biggest run of the day. Ayala toward the free throw line. Chest pass to the wing. Jersey's four left open. Three rebounded by Waka under the rim. Deep pass out in front of Harder as Sadie Kelly tracks her down but can't prevent the easy layup. Harder's got nine. Three buckets here in the quarter. And Coach Cook will use her third timeout. Two remaining. It's a full timeout. 41-7. Ballard leading by 34 with 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter on Kick 106.7.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Your kitchen is the heart of your home, and Birch cabinets are designed to make it unforgettable. At Midwest Wholesale, we offer a stunning range of finishes, wood selections, and accessories to craft a space that's uniquely yours. With decades of experience in thousands of kitchens, bathrooms, and mudrooms designed, we're the experts you can trust to bring your vision to life. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver. Call or visit Midwest Wholesale today.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate on our roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Past the halfway point in the third quarter, you're listening to Kick 106.7, KIKD, Lake City, Carroll. I'm Nick Brinks. Almost 7 o'clock on this Friday night. Thanks for joining me for high school hoops coverage in the Raccoon River Conference. The final conference meeting between Ballard and Carroll, and it is not going Carroll's way thus far. Their pass is tipped into the air, stolen by Ballard, and they have a chance to turn on the continuous clock as they lead by 34 right now. Inside with Macy Harder, stops, puts up the left-hander, and Harder's got four baskets here since halftime. And it's a 17-0 run since a 26-7 halftime score. Carroll scored three in the first quarter, four in the second quarter, and none here in the fourth. They almost throw it away, but a nice heads-up play from Riley Slecht as she steps in front, gets the ball, but now she gets tied up and it's stripped away by Harder. She wants another breakaway layup. This one, a little hook shot left side, no good. Kaylor Johnson's putback is in. And one, all smiles for Ballard. Johnson will head to the free throw line. One more coming after the Willowfeld foul. That'll be her third. 45-7, and Johnson will get to shoot an and one. She is 2-for-6 today, 14 points. In a win over Gilbert on Tuesday, she went 10 points, 8 rebounds. Also had 4 assists and 3 blocks, a couple steals. And she has been a major part of Ballard's success today. Ballard will sub out four and in four. Johnson remains out there. She'll come in after the free, or come out after the throw, it looks like. And one good from Johnson. Slow start from the free throw line, but they have hit their last five. Carroll trails 46-7. And it's a 20-0 run since halftime. Analia Ayala in the right wing. Bounce pass to Slekta, right side with Bella Liu. She steps into a double team, dribbles out of it, stops at the elbow. Looks for a pass to Ayala. Drives toward the free throw line. Puts up the little right-handed floater from just inside the elbow, and they get one to fall. Ayala with Carroll's first two-point basket in the game, and now Carroll gets a steal. Near half court, Sadie Kelly with the breakaway layup. So they go back-to-back. 46-11. Those two baskets will end a 20-0 run for the Bombers. Ballard drives. High off the glass, too strong, no good, missed by Kinzabaugh. But they get an offensive rebound. They have just cleaned up the boards, especially on offense. They'll fight inside with Grace Polowick, and she lays it in for a couple. 48-11, a minute 36 to go in the third. Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard has it in the right wing, standing on the Slater logo, as they've got the cities that make up the Ballard Community School District positioned throughout the floor. Corner three, no good from Carroll. Ballard the other way. Ballard to the left corner. Driving effort coming from Caitlin Dunn. Inside, bounce pass underneath, looking for Brooklyn Schoen. And now we've got a travel over in the far corner. So you've got the Ballard Bomber logo at half court. With the big airplane and Bombers in red letters. Carroll will walk across the logo into the front court after that turnover from Ballard. At the top, Riley Slekta. Left wing pass to Lou. Down in the corner, Ayala. She'll look for Schmidt-Hubbard. Wasn't open. She'll dribble with it. Steps toward the free throw line. Down in the corner, Bella Lou drives baseline. Turns around, finds Slekta in the corner. Knocked out of her hands. Ballard will tip it out of bounds. And the clock will continue to run. 21 seconds to go in the third. Carroll will inbound. But if they're not careful, they might lose all this time before they inbound. It's continuing to wind. Down to 11. They haven't inbounded yet. And they'll inbound it with about 7 seconds left. Down to 5-4. Ayala dribbles to the top. Right elbow. Looks to bank one off. Comes up a little short off the rim. No good. And we have made it to the end of the third quarter. It is 48-11. All Ballard in this one. They jumped down to an 8-0 lead in the first quarter, and they have rolled since as well. Fourth quarter is a minute away on Kick 107.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suffy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injury. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026, or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
This is Wes Nordquist from Avila Bank. At Avila Bank, we know that success in agriculture doesn't happen overnight. It's planted, nurtured, and harvested with planning, care, and patience. Whether you're expanding your operation, upgrading your equipment, or planning for the next generation, we're here to support you with the right tools, the right financing, and a partner who understands rural life. Because your farm is more than a business. It's a way of life. Come visit us today and let's talk about how we can help your farm grow stronger, smarter, and more secure. Avila Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 108. 1066.
It has not been the night that Carroll drew up when they woke up this morning. They trail 48-11, and I mentioned it earlier, the two leaders on this Tiger squad, Chloe Cook and Allie Cook, are both out of the game. Chloe did not make the trip. She was sick today. And Allie Cook went down with injury in the first minute of the game, and she's on crutches, unfortunately. Carroll has the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Bella Liu wants to drive, and she gets a couple free throws. She gets hit on the wrist trying to drive in. being aggressive, going up strong with it. And it'll be Aaliyah Kinzabaugh, the freshman, with the first foul of her night. And Bella Liu will go to the line to try to score for the first time tonight. She missed Tuesday's game with an ankle injury at Bondurant Farrar, but she's back tonight. Otherwise, if she couldn't have made the trip today, it could have been looking at down three starters within 30 seconds total. So it's 0 for 2 on the free throws, and it's rebounded by Ballard. Taken down by Kinzabaugh, and now Ballard pushes up the floor. Kinsey Calvert, a freshman, she's on the floor for the first time. Pass to the right wing, Polowick. She floats one with the left hand, and she's had a couple nice buckets here in the second half. Her second of the game. It's 50-11. In the front court, Sadie Kelly to the right corner. Gets it knocked away. Kinzabaugh got a hand on it. It's stolen by Polowick, and now she'll drive in front of the free throw line. Floats it with the right hand, and she finishes with another one. She goes back-to-back, and it's 52-11. 41-point lead for the Ballard Bombers over the Carroll Tigers. Here's a foul on Kinsey Calvert. She and Sadie Kelly collide. Almost clotheslined Kelly. And Calvert will pick up her first. She's got her first minute or two of the game coming here in the fourth quarter. Riley Slekta will inbound to Analia Ayala with Bella Liu on the floor with Sadie Kelly and Jersey Spore. Inside with Ayala. She uses a nice dance move into the lane and puts the left-handed floater in. Ayala with a couple buckets here late in the third quarter, early in the fourth quarter. Ballard basketball, handoff to the right wing, Kinzabaugh in trouble, turns around and finds Calvert. At the top, Polowick. Polowick with some nice moves inside and tries to underhand the layup, left side off the glass, no good. Ballard another offensive rebound, they'll throw it into traffic, and it's stolen by Jersey Spore, and now she'll push left to right. In the right wing, Slekta back to Spore. At the top, Bella Liu, 5:45 to play, 52-13. At the corner, Riley Slekta for three, comes up empty, and it's rebounded by Aaliyah Kinzabaugh. Deep pass underneath. And they'll finish at the block right side. Brooklyn Schoen stops on the block and fades the two. 5:28 to go, 54-13. Jersey Spore in the left wing. Carroll down by 41 here in the girls' game. Off to the right corner with Analia Ayala. At the top, Sadie Kelly off her hand, chases it down near half court. And now she'll step back in. 15 on the shot clock. To her left, dribbles to her right now. Jukes moves. And with a nice fancy set of footwork, she steps into the paint and puts the layup off the glass and in. Sadie Kelly with four. And now Kelly gets shoved to the floor and knocked down by Aaliyah Kinzabaugh trying to set up a screen. Willow Feld will sub back into the lineup for the Tigers, and Ayala will take a seat. Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard coming back in as well. 54-15 with 4.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Ballard jumps out to an early lead, and they have never looked back. Their defense has been stingy, and Carroll has been shorthanded big time tonight as Sadie Kelly looks to sink a three from the left wing, and she knocks it down. She's got a team high 7 points off the bench for the Carroll Tigers. She's probably our leading contender now to be Culver's player of the game. A drive inside, another layup attempt, this time off the rim, missed by Polowick. A kick out to the wing and a right wing three. Kinzabaugh knocks down her 11th triple of the year. And it's 57-18, under 4 minutes to go here in the fourth. These two teams went to double overtime in January, back on the 6th. Carroll won that night 62-58. Allie Cook and Chloe Cook combined for 34 points and 18 rebounds that night, and they've been without them tonight, and they've been sorely missed. Corner three, Spore, rebound for Kinzabaugh, and Ballard's back up the floor, and they're about ready to go into their next batch of five off the bench. Polowick drives in the lane and hands it off to Avalee Miller, who will finish with a layup for two. 59-18, 3 minutes to go with Willow Feld at the timeline. Off to the left wing, pass to Sadie Kelly. Kelly kicks out to the corner. Jersey Spore finds Bella Lou. Lou surveys, pump fakes, dribbles to her right. Inside now to the low block. Tries to lay one up quickly. Misses, rolls off the rim. Rebound, Kinzabaugh. Ballard back to work up the floor. 2:45 left. Kinsey Calvert, one of a bunch of freshmen for Ballard that have played today and that have played most of the year, but have gotten extra playing time here today as Ballard will lose this one out of bounds off of Carroll. So everybody's got mass substitutions here. Emma Favanlu is a sophomore. She'll come in to play for Ballard. They've got a couple others coming in too. Faith Grundmeier and also Maddie Sievers. And for Carroll, they've also got Audrey Hedrick in for the first time. Kayla Cummings and Lily Fries. Willow Feld will fight for a rebound and a jump ball will stay with Ballard here. Honor Jorgensen's also on the floor for Ballard. She's in there. So Carroll's got some girls out there now that haven't scored this year. They've got a minute 44. They'll have a couple possessions most likely. We'll see if somebody can get their first points of the year. A drive inside from Emma Favanlu, and it's missed. Taken back the other way by Kayla Cummings, with Freeze, Cummings, and Hedrick all scoreless this year, and a chance to get on the board. Riley Slekta, bounce pass downstairs to Freeze, who drives baseline, and it's going to be a foul on Ballard here, and that'll be the fourth Bomber foul. Clock will continue to run. Maddie Sievers with her first foul, making just her third appearance this year. Willow Feld lobs it back to the top. Freeze kicks to the corner. Feld for three. Rebound tipped out, deflected last by Van Loo, and Ballard will keep their defense out there, and Carroll will get two inbound here with 52 seconds left, trailing 59-18. Catch and shoot, three from the corner. Slekta knocked it off the rim, but no good. Ballard's got the rebound with Van Loo, and now they'll push with Kinsey Calvert. Both sides with girls on the floor that haven't played a ton this year and are looking for some of their first points of the year. Ballard with a three in the right wing, no good, missed by Calvert. Lost out of bounds, and it will be Carroll basketball. 22 seconds left as the clock will continue to wind. We've got the boys game coming up next, that top five showdown between Carroll and Ballard. Stay tuned for that. Up the floor, Carroll basketball, 9 seconds left. The final seconds will tick away. In the corner, to the top, three from Cummings, blocked, taken by Grundmeier, and the final whistle. 59-18, a very tough night for the Carroll Tigers as they fall in this one to the Ballard Bombers, and they will split this year. Carroll falls to 5-13 on the year. They've lost 9 straight. They're 3-11 in the conference, and they've got Denison Schleswig at home tomorrow. They'll host Gilbert on Monday and then travel to North Polk on Tuesday. 4 games in 5 days for the Tigers. Only Sunday is off, and they are shorthanded right now. Hopefully, both cooks can come back very, very soon. Mackey Motors post-game show is on the way next, and we'll name our Culver's player of the game when we return. You're listening to Kick 106.7 as Ballard knocks off Carroll here in Huxley, 59-18 in the girls' game.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
For 75 years, Gretemann and Associates have been part of the Carroll story. We've helped families find their forever homes, guided business owners towards their dreams, and protected what matters most with insurance you can count on. Real estate and insurance has changed over the past 75 years, with insurance specifically over the past 5 years. We've added new companies for both personal and commercial insurance. If your insurance premiums or coverage are not what you want it to be, stop by or give us a call, and we can see if we can help. Thank you for letting Gretemann and Associates be part of your lives for the past 75 years. We are looking forward to the next 75.
Mackey Motors postgame show is on. Kick 106.7, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Ballard picks up a home win tonight. They split with Carroll this year. Carroll won that double overtime thriller back on January 6th, 62-58. They come up well short of that tonight. Ballard wins it 59-18 as the Tigers were shorthanded, down a starter, and then lost another starter 30 seconds in. Tough night all around for Carroll. They score 3 in the first quarter, 4 in the second quarter, 4 in the third quarter, and they get 7 in the fourth quarter as Ballard rolls in this one. 8-0 start. And never looked back. They win it by 41. For the Carroll Tigers, they were led tonight by senior Sadie Kelly off the bench with 7 points. Analia Ayala added 4, 3 apiece for Jersey Spore and Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard. And Willow Feld had the other point for the Tigers. And on the other side, Ballard had 2 in double figures. Taylor Johnson with 15 and Macy Harder with 11. Let's name our Culver's Player of the Game, celebrating 40 years in business and 13 years in Carroll. Culver's Welcome to Delicious. Not the night Carroll was looking for, but Sadie Kelly with one of her best efforts of the year. The senior with 7 points, team high in scoring for the Tigers. She is your Culver's Player of the Game. Again, 7 points. She hit a 3 and a couple buckets in the lane as well. That'll just about do it for our Mackey Motors postgame show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Coming up next, Carroll will try to avenge a loss from back in early January when Ballard boys won 57-41. They were number one in Class 3A at that time. Carroll was on the rise, and now the Tigers have won 9 straight. Ballard got knocked off by ADM a week ago tonight. And Carroll, with a win tonight, would set up a 3-way tie situation for the Raccoon River Conference crown. They got to win, though. And that, if they did, that means Carroll, Ballard, and ADM will have all split with each other, one win, one loss this season. And then you got to see if anyone can maybe be upset down the road. And so that's what's up for grabs in game 2 of our doubleheader tonight. Here on Kick 106.7. Carroll, number 5 in 3A, 14-3 overall. Ballard's number 2 in 3A, 15-1. Again, that lone loss this year to ADM last Friday. That'll do it for our girls' basketball coverage tonight with the CB Sports Network. I'm Nick Brink. Stay tuned. That boys' game is next. Carroll falls in the girls' game, 59-18 here in Huxley at Ballard. You're listening to Kick 106.7, KIKD, Lake City, Carroll. Our Mackey Motors post-game show will become our Mackey Motors pre-game show when we return.
Since 19... 19-
We've made it to halftime of the boys' game, 32-20. Carroll trails at Ballard here in our 3A top five showdown. Ballard by 12. Carroll struggled on the offensive side in that second quarter with 3 seconds left. They had just 2 points in the quarter. Ballard drove the length of the floor. They inbounded it deep, got tipped around a couple times. Landon Peterson scooped it up, and he knocked down a three-quarter court shot at the buzzer. And that gives Carroll hopefully a little momentum going into halftime. They're down 12 instead of 15. And we are chatting now with Carroll girls head coach Katie Cook after a tough loss earlier tonight against Ballard, 59-18. And you guys had adversity from the get-go. Chloe was out tonight. And then 30 seconds in, Allie goes down with an ankle injury, not to return. So at that point, you're playing without both Cooks. And that's not something you guys draw up typically or practice, I'm sure.
No, not at all. There's usually, you know, just with the size they bring on the offensive end, defensive end, we always have one of them in there. Then to just all of a sudden not have them at all, we were, we kind of did a patchwork game plans on the spur of the moment, so.
And I know Bella missed Tuesday with an ankle injury, so she may have been much closer to 100%, but, you know, you came into tonight maybe with 3.8 usual starters with her still wearing
right,
a brace and things like that. But start of the game, they jump out to an 8-0 lead after the after Allie went down, and it just kind of felt like whatever air in the balloon was there to begin the night kind of got deflated kind of quickly, and Ballard was able to really stifle your guys' offense in the first half especially.
Right. I mean, they're really tough defensively. Anyway, they put on some, a zone press, and then they fall back into their 2-3 zone, and they do a really, really good job with it. You got to give them some credit. And then like I said earlier, we were just trying to figure out how to make it work. You know, when you don't practice the lineup that you need to go with all of a sudden, you can't run a lot of plays. You're on Aaliyah all of a sudden is our 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 girl all at the same time, whether it's press break or whether it's our defense or, you know, and I think there were some positive moments. I mentioned on Aaliyah, she was a great leader through the whole thing for us. She was talking to everybody out there, helping me get everybody organized. And Sadie Kelly coming off the bench and playing really tough for us, looking to score, showing off some of her athleticism. It's fun to see her do her thing out there.
So you guys have another game tomorrow. You're at home with Dennis and Schleswig coming to town, and then you've got a couple more conference games next week. You've got Gilbert and North Polk. Of course, with Allie and Chloe either sick or dinged up, not a great time to have 4 games in 5 days between today and next Tuesday. It did look like Allie was on crutches, but it doesn't sound like hopefully it's season ending or anything like that. Hopefully you can have her back at bare minimum maybe by next Saturday when the playoffs start. Is that the goal at least at this point, early in the any early indications anyway?
Yeah, I would take her anytime I can get her back. It's just kind of early on and hard to say how it'll heal up. Or the good news is that she didn't need an x-ray, so
that's good. Okay, well, this is probably one that you guys will want to kind of erase from the memory bank tonight, but you learned a lot about your team, and they gave up.
We did.
I mentioned Sadie Kelly, or you mentioned her. She finishes with 7 points. Somebody that comes off the bench and averages 2 a game, somebody needed to step up, and she was able to do that a little bit.
Right. It's very telling, you know, in those tough times, who steps up and is willing to you know, put themselves out there and make a play. So I was really proud of her tonight, you know, and we've been trying to get more people to score, and if you have your 2 leading scorers not able to play, they don't really have a choice. So like you said, it's not bad practice for us.
Well, I appreciate your time here, and best of luck tomorrow, and then next week, not like it gets any easier or anything like that. You got a tough schedule here to end the season, but hopefully by Saturday everybody will be healthy and back to normal and ready to go against Humboldt at the very least.
Very good. Yes. All right. Thanks, Nick.
Appreciate it. That's head coach Katie Cook of the Carroll Tigers as they fell earlier tonight by a final score of 59-8.